From the Allstate Skyline Studio, it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
The college admissions scandal continues. Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, is mad because she never wanted to go to college in the first place. And she said she didn't fill out her own USC application. Somebody else did. Forced her to go to college.
You're going to have a hard time finding people that are going to say, oh, you're right, Olivia.
Yeah, the sympathy won't be there.
Yeah.
Sandberg, who's with us?
We have got the founder and president of the Midwest Young Artist Conservatory.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Dr. Alan Dennis.
Dr. Dennis.
Yes, this is super cool up here.
Nice studio, huh?
Yeah, really nice digs.
We have heard great things from our friend Tracy about how great this conservatory is.
Thank you.
I believe it's her goddaughter is one of the people in the, one of the young people you brought
Tracy
in.
Tracy Weiner, we're talking about?
We service about 1,000 students a year.
Oh, wow.
1,000?
In different programs. You know, there's orchestra program, chamber music program, jazz program, choral program, different, and then a whole bunch of different groups in those programs.
What do you play?
My instrument was double bass before, but I'm a conductor now. I don't make any claim to fame to be a double bass player anymore.
Now, Steve plays the bassoon.
Oh, all the time.
But just the mouth bassoon.
Right.
He just makes noises that sound similar to a bassoon.
They're very bassoon-like. Now, I'm going to ask you a stupid question. What's the difference between a violin and a viola?
A viola is larger, and so it plays a fifth lower. So it sounds deeper, and it's larger.
Same number of strings?
Yeah, four strings. The violin strings from the top to the bottom are E, A, D, G. And the viola comes in starting with the A and goes A, D, G, and has a low C.
Am I right to say that the violin's always been more popular?
Yeah, it's probably more popular because it's less expensive to make.
Oh.
It's you can find them all over the place. There's violin teachers all over. So it might be the starting instrument for most strings.
Is it safe to say that a lot of times we might be hearing a viola, but we think it's a violin just because
it's very possible.
We don't know the difference.
If you can play one, right. Can you play the other?
Usually we encourage students to learn both because that allows them to do things that just a violin can do and just a viola can do.
Okay.
And it helps when you play the viola, it helps deepens their sound on the violin. It makes a more rich sound they learn. So we encourage them to do both. Not all can do. The viola, of course, because it's larger, is going to have a bigger hand shape. So not all people with smaller hands would be able to hit
them. I played the saxophone briefly before, tragically, my saxophone career was cut short by a music teacher who locked me in a studio. Or in a room,
a closet,
actually.
Right?
Yeah, the music closet. Locked me in a closet to practice and didn't know I was still in there. Quite traumatized by it. But in the meantime, the violin, the viola, and the cello all get together for us today to play what?
Well, there's one. We have a cellist that's going to play an arrange.
Our cellist is Emma Foreman.
Yeah. I love cello music.
Emma, it's just gorgeous. She's doing a Vivaldi. And then the violin and viola will combine to do something by Handel Halvorsen.
And our violinist, is that what you
call it?
A violinist, that's Liam Dietrich. And then Ezra Burka is doing the viola.
Yep.
All right, if those guys are ready, what do you need to tell them to do?
We're going to have Emma play first, I believe.
Yes. Emma?
And she's going to do a movement of a Vivaldi sonata.
Okay, I don't feel like doing it right now because I'm tired. Emma, would you do the Vivaldi sonata when you're ready?
Thank you.
Emma, that was beautiful. Vivaldi would be proud. Emma is 16?
Yeah, Downers Grove.
Very impressive, Emma. Emma, give yourself a round of applause. We're going to have the boys play when we come back.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and do this.
Well, this is definitely Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
Dr. Alan Dennis is here, the Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. We're going to have the two gentlemen here play in just a second as well. And there's a fundraiser coming up. Let me get your microphone on. Tell me again.
There we go. April 7th, Saturday evening, the Westin, North Shore. And it's we'd have the whole orchestra play, and the orchestra is 135 people.
That would be April 6th.
April 6th.
Yes.
Don't tell my wife.
But I love that event. The Westin, that's a great place for an event.
Because it allows you to bring something in like a 130-piece orchestra.
Right.
And so it's really a spectacular. We're honoring a couple guys who have really been instrumental in raising the level of classical music in the area. John Von Rhein, who just retired as a music critic at the Chicago Tribune, and from WFMT.
Another honoree.
Yeah, another honoree. It'll come to me. My age, I forget these
things. Carl Grapentine.
Grapentine.
Yeah.
Right.
Well done, and good job on the notes.
Yeah.
All right, so Liam on violin.
Liam Ezra Dietrich.
Ezra on viola.
Ezra Burka.
And they're going to play what?
And they're going to do sections of Handel Halvorsen.
Okay.
Handel wrote the original theme, and then Halvorsen did arrangements on it. And they're going to do a couple of the arrangements. It's about 3 minutes. It's lovely.
Yeah,
lovely.
Tell me something I don't know. Here they are now on 720 WGN. Absolutely. It's crazy how talented they are, to be honest with you.
This represents Our conservatory focuses on ensembles. We have 9 orchestras. We have 65 chamber music groups. All 3 people that you heard today are in a sextet. The other 3 couldn't come because they had school. So these 3 are, all 6 are in a sextet. And we have over 60 chamber ensembles. We have 4 jazz bands. We have 6 jazz combos, choirs. And we focus on the ensemble part of it.
For people that for some reason wouldn't know, if they have a child that's really good and they'd like to have more information about what you do, what are they, how do they get a hold of you?
MYA.org.
MYA.
For Midwest Young Artist, MYA.org.
It's really impressive.
I also really have to say that you're hearing music, but our focus is really teaching the whole student. And we use music, our mission is to build a home with the power of music to enrich the lives of our students and their communities.
Congratulations
on your
success.
And so the hope is that we develop students that go out, and some will be musicians, but some will be doctors and lawyers. Some are going to work in their parents'
garage.
Fully
realized people who have the gift of music as well in their life. And that felt so visual, which is really cool. I hope you take that as a compliment. It's meant to be. Great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Dr. Alan Dennis, you're welcome here anytime. Bring more kids and we'll have them play again.
We'd
very impressive. And I went in and met them during the break. They're very nice kids, too.